This is the Composer's Datebook for November 26th. I'm John Zeck. Today, in 1937, a gala concert in Berlin presented the premiere of Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto in D minor, a work composed in the fall of 1853, shortly before Schumann's tragic mental collapse. The concerto was never given a public performance during Schumann's lifetime, although violinist Josef Joachim read through the score during an orchestra rehearsal early in 1854, and he played the work privately in 1855, with piano accompaniment provided by Schumann's wife, Clara. Schumann died in 1856, and for the next 80 years, the concerto was forgotten. Clara, Joachim, and their mutual friend Johannes Brahms all judged it subpar and perhaps embarrassing evidence of Schumann's declining mental state. Oddly enough, the 1937 premiere in Berlin, attended by none other than Adolf Hitler, was presented as part of the Nazis' Strength Through Joy cultural program. German commentators touted Schumann's ties to the German folk, while American critics bemoaned the fact that most of the great German violinists of the time had already fled the country for racial or political reasons. That honor fell to the acceptably Aryan, if hardly world-class, violinist Georg Kohlenkampf, supported by the Berlin Philharmonic. The premiere was broadcast on shortwave, so American audiences could compare Kohlenkampf's reading with that of Yehudi Menuhin, who gave the American premiere on December 6th, first with piano accompaniment at Carnegie Hall, then later that month with the St. Louis Symphony. For more on unusual and long-delayed premieres in music history, our website is composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.